This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the Radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
I'm not going to lie about this. We did this early. We did this bit earlier this morning. It was so great. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
And I knew it would be my... I knew it would be my favorite Father's Day bit.
Yeah.
Topped only by the Super Dad game later on this week.
Maybe. Love that game.
Maybe. But 702-364-9890. Chip Buchanan Show shirts. Two of them. Imitate your dad and win.
All right.
Everybody's got to... It's tougher to imitate your mom, I think.
Isn't it? No. I think it's easier to imitate my mom.
Imitate your mom.
Kayla, Caroline and Sawyer are not getting along. They're just so different. And I'm just saying that if you don't have kids soon, they're going to be too old to play with your kids. So do you think that you and Bud, like, this is her. She gets very worry sounding through the whole thing. Like, things are urgent right there.
We'll bill you for the therapy.
I make my parents sound like I have issues.
I gotta be honest, that was a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. No.
I love the maternal pressure for you to be a mom.
Yeah, we learned something.
Well,
today.
She doesn't take it seriously when I say we're not planning on having kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't take it. That's the whole thing is she right there. She doesn't take it seriously. She just thinks it's like a phase. And I'm like, I have said this for years.
Buddy wants a basketball team, man. He wants all five. He wants five of them.
I would not put it past him. I guarantee you it's probably crossed his mind a time or two. It probably has.
Oh, no answer to that? I thought maybe the answer was, well, then you better get to work finding somebody else. No, you guys have talked about it. He's cool with not having kids?
Yeah, he's cool with it. I think he wants some, but we haven't really talked about it since we first started dating. So sure. He knows my feelings on it.
Uh-huh. What's your dad's thoughts on kids?
My dad does not want to be... Oh, sorry.
As your dad, yeah.
As your dad.
Kathy, if you have one more grandkid, sorry, let me get my dad. All right, ready? Kathy, if you have one more grandkid, grandma daycare is moving to their house. We're done having grandma daycare here at our house every day.
That was good.
The improv classes are totally paying off. No, they're totally paying off.
Grandma daycare.
I make my
grandma
mom daycare. Sound like that's an funny. Antsy person, and my dad sounds like an angry old man.
No, that's it. No, that's it. Well, that's good stuff. But see, that's it. You take those parts and you make them bigger.
Yeah.
It's like drawing a cartoon. People's heads aren't that big
no.
in relation to their body, but it's just that's how you do it.
Oh,
all right, 702-364-9898. Imitate your dad and win.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Imitate your dad and win. 702-364-9898. It ain't no tougher than that.
Nope.
Ain't no tougher than that. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And by the way, apparently what dad wants a phone call from you. I've seen... six different, those surveys.
Yeah.
People going out and asking, oh, what does dad want? Dad would like to get a phone call from you. Dad would like to have a good, it's a variation of good steak, good meal, whatever their favorite food is, yada, yada. And then honest to God, dad wants you to leave him alone.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the top three things. Dad wants a phone call, wants to be acknowledged, wants a good meal, and then literally peace and quiet, third on the list.
As a dad, all I want from Tyler, just call me on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is not what my dad wanted.
Don't ask me for
money. What does he want?
My dad wanted a Roomba. Because I put it in his head. There's a whole thing. I almost bought him one of those lawn Roombas where you set it up, but he likes
a lawn? What?
There's a lawn Roomba. that they have now, lawnmower, where it's like, yeah, like it's an automatic lawnmower and it just goes around your yard and it mows it for you. And I was going to buy him one of these as like a, hey, that way you don't have to go out and mow the lawn anymore. I've come to find out he loves to mow the lawn.
He likes to mow the lawn, I'm sure.
Every Sunday he gets out there and mows the lawn. So he likes doing it. He even mows the neighbor's lawn at times.
But he wants an indoor Roomba.
But then this whole thing, I put it in place, and he goes, but you know what I really would like? One of those Roombas that goes around. He's like, I feel like our floors are dirty times, so I'd like a Roomba. So I bought him a Roomba.
Is that offensive to your mom?
No, she's just in grandma daycare mode all the time. So I think he wants something that's going to alleviate, like, that she gets to clean after grandma daycare, after the kids leave, and then they're sitting there having their afternoon cocktails at 4 o'clock. I think he doesn't want her to clean the whole time, so he wants to get a Roomba for the house.
What a life. Send the kids back to their parents and have afternoon cocktails with your mate.
Every day
and
at 4 o'clock.
How is that a Real Housewives of Redneck Florida is totally beyond me.
Worth it. I'd watch that.
It's not that glamorous. So, oh God.
No, I think I would watch that. All right, imitate your dad and win. 702-364-9898. We'll start with Erica in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Erica, imitate your dad and win.
So, Erica, what qualifications do you have to become president?
Why does he say that?
Because I took a picture at the presidential podium, you know, posted it on Facebook, and I said Gallo 2020, and he saw it on Facebook, calls me up, and he wants to know what qualifications I have. I'm like, hey, I can produce my birth certificate and my taxes. I think
that's what you need.
Surgical like wit from Erica Gallo today. Ooh, that's tough to beat.
You are funny.
That's going to be tough to beat. Shannon and Henderson, imitate your dad and win.
You know, he's a different kind of guy. He likes to be called, so I'll agree with him with that for Father's Day. But every time I say Happy Father's Day or Happy Birthday, he repeats it back. Like, Happy Birthday to you. And I'm like, okay, that's odd. But any other time I talk to him, he just tells me, hi, honey pie, just so you know, I'm so proud of you. It's a very, very short guy, short words. Doesn't say a whole lot.
See, Shannon, and I'm looking more for the actual imitation. I'm not looking for the story.
Right.
But then she pulled heartstrings.
Yeah.
And that's
sweet.
Yeah.
I kind of resent that just a little bit.
I want someone with a dad that's like sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I want someone that has like a surfer dad, like, yuck, Kayla, what's going on?
No, you can't influence it.
Sorry, these are things I want.
Hey, anybody with a surfer dad, call.
Yeah. Kayla's making requests right now.
Thank you.
DLK from Blue Diamond, imitate your dad and win.
Now take your butt down yonder and get me that boogie.
What was the one you did? Do the one you did all in an hour ago, too. Yeah. Do the other one you did.
Go get me my Southern Comfort.
That's right.
Or we're not going to Wet n' Wild.
That's right.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Get off me, Paul. You're crushing my smokes. It's a long timeline on this show. Ooh. Dr. Candace. Span, perhaps?
Hello. Yes, that's me. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dr.
Candace, please to be imitating your father to win.
Okay, so my dad is a doctor here in town. He's been around forever. He is from Chicago, but he has this funny, very distinctive Southern accent. And once my dad has a joke that he thinks is funny, he tells it 80 million times.
All right, bring it. Let's go.
So, Dad, why do you have a Southern accent? This is what he says. Well, 40-some years ago, I went to medical school in Nashville. I picked up a wife and a Southern accent, and I can't get rid of either one.
That's great stuff. All right, David in Southwest, it's open for you. It's yours to lose, brother. Imitate your dad and win.
All right, so this is a lot to have to do with. Anytime I'm in my dad's storage facility trying to, like, clear stuff out or of his office, I say, hey, Dad, can we throw this away? This is, like, just 90 years old, you know? And he'll go, Dave, I bought that for $52,000 in 1968.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it. Not everything I say. Dad, literally, that cassette tape player is it's covered in garbage. Hey, leave my stuff alone right now.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we played Imitate Your Dad and Win. We've determined that we need to have a tiebreaker. So, Erica in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
And David in the Southwest. Man, they're completely opposites, too.
Yes.
Erica is in Northtown. David is in the Southwest. A battle to the finish. Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to have Erica's dad have a conversation with Dave's dad about why your children are such disappointments. Erica, your dad goes first.
Okay, what's David's dad's name?
George.
And what's your dad's name, Erica?
Jim.
Okay, so Jim, pleased to be telling George why his child is such a disappointment.
Jim, my son's better than your son. I'm sorry.
No. You guys think that you're talking about each other. No. Erica, Jim is explaining why you're a disappointment. And George is explaining why Dave is a disappointment. Yeah. So Erica, you start.
Well, George, my daughter is such a disappointment. From an early age, she has done nothing right at all.
Jim, what do you have to say?
George, do you have a response? Do you have a response about your no good son?
I don't think my dad would say he would be delusional that I'm perfect. Jim, I'm sorry that your son's such a loser. It sounds terrible. Davey walks on water. I mean, if I'm being completely honest with you, I got to be completely honest with you on this one. Davey's never done anything wrong in his life. He's great. He's perfect. You know what? Let me take that back. I got to be completely honest with you. One time, an old lady lost some money on the ground, and he picked it up and gave it back to her. I mean, if that's one thing that he's done wrong. Outside of that, he's literally perfect. But you know what? I'm sorry that you're going through that. I really. Baby, leave me alone.
Except he keeps touching my stuff.
Right.
He touches my stuff. We're giving
George, I'm glad your son's so wonderful. I guess I shouldn't have started my daughter drinking beer at such a young age.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.